In the name of the one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. According to a recent article in the New York Times, a group of scientists are attempting to clone extinct creatures by using the DNA stored in their fossilized bones. Some attempts have been made in the past to do this, with woolly mammoths in particular, to little avail. But this particular group is looking at a very different species. They are looking to return the passenger pigeon, which became extinct in 1914, to Earth. They are taking samples from birds that have been kept, preserved, at the Smithsonian up in Washington, from their bones, from their feathers, in hopes that they can find enough genetic material to actually restore this once plentiful breed to life. In fact, the passenger pigeon was once so plentiful that farmers out on the prairie used to talk about the sky being black for 3 days with great flocks of them flying across. And now they're gone, hunted, because they are easy pickings and they taste good. Stuart Brand, an environmentalist and futurist whom some of you may remember from his 1970s era Whole Earth catalog, is the prime mover behind the effort to restore the bird. The scientific hope is that those who are sequencing the genome of the passenger pigeon using that genetic material can introduce that material into the genetic scaffolding of a closely related species, one that's not extinct, the band-tailed pigeon. That's the simple version of what they're attempting to do. In reality, it's a lot more complicated and way beyond my ability to understand and explain it. So you may breathe a sigh of relief right now. But beyond the cool factor of a project like this, why would you do it? Why bring back a species that has gone down to the dust? Is it an attempt to restore things to the way they were before humans killed off the species? To restore the balance of nature? Is it something we do just to say we can do it? Is it an attempt to model what we wish for in the back of our minds, that we can bring back our most beloved pets who have died, or even echoes of zombie apocalypse? Those members of our human families whom we have lost and missed so terribly. Echoes of the TV show Walking Dead ring in our ears when we hear this stuff. Talk, with tongue planted firmly in cheek, of the zombie apocalypse come to the fore. Images of the Game of Thrones, White Walkers beyond the wall cause us to shudder. Because on some level, the thought of reviving that which is dead is more than a little creepy. Let's name it for what it is. And in fact, science backs this up. Genetic experiments to create hybrids or to restore extinct species by injecting genetic material of a long-gone creature into a living ovum have on occasion led to some horrible results. They're called chimeras, where you don't quite know what you've ended up with, but it's clearly not good. Even seemingly successful cloning experiments like Dolly the sheep. How many remember Dolly the sheep? A whole bunch of us do. They've shown problems. Dolly died very prematurely. It all feels a little bit not right. So when the prophet Ezekiel speaks of breathing new life into dry bones, It evokes images that disturb us on a very visceral level. A step beyond Halloween, a step beyond the Grateful Dead's dancing skeletons. It's something darker. And a single question from God, posed to Ezekiel, puts the finest point on it. Mortal, can these bones live?